Okay, we're here at the Grimsby Institute and the Welfare, which is taking part during Freshers Week. I'm joined by Lewis McKinnon, who is the Residential Accommodation Manager and part of the Freshers Committee at the Institute. So, Lewis, could you just explain to us a little bit about the Welfare and what's taking place here today?
Okay, so today's event, we have two simultaneous events. We've got practical demonstrations for all sports societies, both Grimsby Institute own branded ones and external community groups as well. And then we've got in the main hall today a lot of community groups, for example, the police, the fire brigade, the army, and then we also have everything from driving schools to also local community groups for health and well-being as well.
That's great. So what could any of the students that come down to the Welfare today expect to see, and why would you think it's important that they do come down?
Well, I think they should come down because it's a great example for students that maybe aren't from the area, as well as those that already are, to see what we do have to offer in the local area, North East Lincolnshire community. For example, there's a lot of free things there as well. A lot of students love free gifts, so they can always come along. They can get free advice as well, which is also essential. They may meet somebody here today that will put them in touch with somebody that can help them study at the Grimsby Institute and stay here for a longer period.
Great, and it's coming to the end of Freshers Week now, so could you just round that up for us and explain some of the activities that have been taking place this week?
Okay, so on Monday and Tuesday, we had enrolment for all of the students. That's a great time for them to come down. They'll have a pre-booked appointment to sign up to their course, and they'll be doing inductions with their own academic tutors. Then on the Wednesday and the Thursday, we did group bowling trips. We booked out the whole bowling alley in the Cleethorpes area. And then on the evening, we had live bands, a barbecue, and free food and drinks for everybody. It's a great sort of social mixer. And then Friday night, tonight, we have sort of the final event, which is the pub crawl, the bar crawl. We're going to have a big party in the iBar, the Grimsby Institute Bar. And then we've got pre-arranged places to travel to throughout Grimsby and Cleethorpes. We've got a travelling DJ with us who won DJ of the Year for the area. And we're going to be taking the students around in pirate costumes, so they should be looking great.
Oh, that's great. Why is it important? I mean, Freshers Week isn't an international event, so why is it important that Freshers takes place at further and higher education establishments? And why is it important that students get a chance to take part in those events?
Well, in my opinion, I think the best time to meet new people when you're starting a course is Freshers Week. If you don't go to it, you'll still make friends. However, it's just a great environment, and you'll be supported by the staff at the Grimsby Institute in making that transition from secondary education into further and higher education as well. So that's the main reason, I would say. Also, you get to find out about what we can offer you in terms of services and facilities at the Grimsby Institute and in the local area as well.
That's great. So if any of our HE students want to take part in the bar call tonight, where do they need to be?
All they need to do is go to the HE office, which is on the third floor in the main campus. They can put their name down on the list. They'll be given a free Grimsby Institute t-shirt. And they'll also be able to come down at 7 p.m. tonight, where they'll meet all the staff members. And if people are coming late and they can't make it during the day, they just need to pop down and we'll see them there and give them a free booklet with all their free drinks and their free things.
Okay, well, thank you, Lewis, and I hope you have a great time tonight.
Thank you very much.